since that was taken. So I'm just saying that's not an accurate take of the number of nightly rentals at the present.
So they were sold?
They were sold, and most of them were sold to permanent residents. So the count is definitely down. I think at that time there might have been 20-plus. Now we're down to less than 14. And like I said, the ones that have recently sold have sold to very nice permanent residents. I just wanted to clarify that.
Right, and I didn't indicate these are current. These are just ones that had been approved.
They're in the past.
And I didn't indicate whether they're all, nightly rental, any of them. These are just past approvals.
They're past, but I was referring to the current time.
Correct. And I agree with you. I don't think they're all currently doing nightly rental.
No. The numbers are down.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi again. I'll take any questions from the commission at this time.
Any specific questions?
Just to note, our unit does have three bedrooms, no loft in that particular unit. The third bedroom has a closet. Both other bedrooms have ensuite bathrooms. I know that was brought up. And I'll reiterate that our management company installs a decibel meter in the unit, and we can set a threshold. If that's met, a call goes to the tenant, and if it's hit again, then the management goes and knocks on the door. So just to mitigate any of the problems that were mentioned before.
So, Scott, as far as what we should be looking at is, you know, in the past we had those six items to consider when considering a...
You have these eight right here that I've got on the screen. These are Article 23. These are the eight items that you guys recommended and adopted for conditional use approval for any conditional use permit.
But that apply to nightly rentals?
But they apply to any conditional use. Yeah. So they apply to this permit application under the conditional use approval, and then you have your separate nightly rental sections. But
which is page 135 that's in the new code.
Picture. Can you see him up on the screen?
Very good.
Okay. Is it fuzzy?
No.
The mildew? Yeah. That will be addressed. I just took ownership of the property in March.
They didn't present any. So, I mean, you'd have
so
to get them
we're working on the inside, and then we're going to go to the outside. I spoke with the president of the HOA about getting the garage doors taken care of. Yes.
You see the one that the lady was referring to about new residents?
The what?
The one that she said that had this resident owned it.
Yeah, but there was a precedence of nightly rentals in there before, so... I mean, approval.
I need for you guys to respect the process and not respond to any comments to the commission and the applicant, please.
We were just looking to use it ourselves and have the opportunity to do the nightly rental. So we wanted to go through the formal process to do that and not try to do it under the radar. Like I said, it's going to be mixed between us and family and then the opportunity to have nightly rentals also.
You said you're having a local management company. That's your intention?
Correct.
And they will handle the reservation process?
Correct. Cleaning and trash. And they install their own lock system so they can see who comes in, who comes out, along with that also. They'll even take care of maintenance issues that come up. And I can have the authority for them to take care of that, you know, to set a threshold again of, you know, $200 repair, a refrigerator, whatever might come up during that time. They'll take direct calls from the renter.
To drill down on the covenants, what is the statement in the covenants about residents?
I have a copy of it if you'd like to see it.
No, if you could just read it, that'd be fine. Just what
me,
it says.
Me read it?
Yes.
Article 9.16, restrictions for residential sites. Any living unit located on a site designated for residential use within the property shall be occupied by the owner of the living unit. Can't be more specific than that.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions?
HOA approved those covenants, and I would say he needs to be sure that he's can legally do this according to the covenants. I'm not a lawyer, of course, but I would hate to be putting an IDB rental in there and then all at once not be able to cause the covenants.
And I know this isn't directed towards you, but did the covenants change since the last permit was issued? Is that the address?
The zoning has changed, correct, Scott?
Per the zoning regulations, we added that covenants and restrictions can be looked at, and the reason for that is that we feel like HOAs might amend their covenants to say no nightly rentals allowed, or nightly rentals are allowed, or a new subdivision could put in whether they want nightly rentals or not. Now, if it says residential use only, no commercial, these guys have been drilled and drilled and drilled that they're not attorneys or judges. I can pull up cases that go both directions. So they still can't act only on covenants and restrictions. Circuit court is the only action you can take on covenants and restrictions. If there's a number of things with an application that the application does not meet, the covenants say no nightly rentals allowed, they could say, well, due to all these factors to include that, we could make a motion to deny. They can't make a motion only, we deny this because of the CCRs. Now they've turned into circuit court. And they've been drilled and drilled that they cannot do that. It's something that they can look at as part of a decision, but not solely the only part.
And prior permits would fall under
that
the old system.
That was not under the old development guidance code.
Understood.
That just happened a couple months ago.
Understood. And so you can't pull a permit for that. Only going forward.
No, you can't enact these regulations on past approvals. If they sell that unit, you can, because now they're under the new zoning, because the old permit goes away. These go away when it sells, just like the old ones.
Okay.
So they have to look at these eight reasons. If they make a motion to deny, they'll say that we feel due to, that's why I haven't pulled up to help them, due to whichever one of these this does not meet, or if they can talk it out and say that, yeah, we feel like it's meeting these, and they have to talk these out through these eight units or eight conditions and feel like whether yours meets it or not.
Understood. Thanks for explaining that.
Yeah.
So does everyone have the eight? He's got that up there. I don't know if you can read that as far as to help in making a determination for or against the application.
Here. It's right there on the right-hand page.
Thank you. So in scanning it, it looks like one would be the one, the only one that would really apply, and it's the establishment, maintenance, or operation of the conditional use, and its proposed location will not have substantial adverse impact, be detrimental to or endanger the public health, safety, morals, comfort, or general welfare, is specifically in the new zoning documents.
I would hope past experience would not dictate what happens in my unit, especially since those added things that I mentioned, the decibels, the drive-by from the management, the monitoring of the Wi-Fi, hopefully that the mitigation I'm going to put in place would alleviate the past experiences that residents have had.
Sounds like some of the rental companies don't do what they say they're going
to. Right.
So any further discussion or anybody up to making a motion that should include probably the language in one with the motion either for or against the application?
I'd make a motion, Mr. Chairman, based on the line item that you just read and the fact that it's pretty clear that the covenants, as we can look at them, consider them, pretty clear that it's not allowed. How it ever got allowed is beyond me, but the rules have changed, and so we get to look at it differently. So,
well, the original problem, sir, was caused by the original development company that developed Branson Creek. When the economy got bad in 2008, they told them they could rent theirs out, and they kept on trying to sell things. Up till 2007, it was strictly forbidden. We've been through this many, many times.
Thanks for filling me in, because I am.
Yeah, that's part of that. I understand that. Now. Yeah. But and it's a very difficult problem. It really is.
So did you make that as a motion?
I am.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Motion
to deny. Based on number one and just the understanding that I'm hearing about the covenants, which I realize can't be a reason, but it sure is in my mind a strong consideration.
Well, and the other reasons, the parts of the nightly rental use that don't meet number one is what we need to get to. I mean,
like in the lower.
We know what the use request is.
Right. It's the safety, morals, and comfort, and general welfare.
But the actual nightly rental use.
Yes.
Any more expansion on it? Is
no.
Okay. Well, they need to know, because if they appeal, they'll need to know your reasoning, because they'll have to try to prove where you erred. Why the nightly rental use doesn't meet one. And I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with you. I just know that when we move forward with the process, that that's been part of the issue, and you guys put these in place so that the Board of Adjustment could better understand your reasonings for the denials. And nightly rental's kind of tough. I mean, it's a use you guys have seen a lot versus another use. Say a racetrack, it's pretty easy to say the noise from the cars is the reason it's going to end. But the reason that nightly rental...
I'm just trying to think of a better way to say it than what I'm reading. It's going to be...